let's get this out of the way right off the bat. The book, at least from what I can tell here by the information on the back, has the blessing of Lucasfilm because it says Lucas Books. But this is definitely not Star Wars canon. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, from the start, I always wanted to have it be true to Star Wars, even though, you know, it's kind of twisting things. So, and, you know, like Lucasfilm is very picky about what how they let people play with their toys, I guess. And from the beginning, they understood what I was getting at, and they knew that, you know, even though I was doing something much different with the characters and scenes, that I was doing something that was still very faithful to it.
Yeah, I mean, even though the book has the Lucas name on it, and there are some jokes that are at the expense of some of Star Wars, I guess, more unpopular characters, at least among the fan culture. I mean, there's a Jar Jar Binks joke in there about not wanting to buy the Jar Jar Binks toy, and there's a joke about the Ewoks. I mean, you know, were they really looking over your shoulder at all when you were writing some of these cartoons?
Well, I mean, yeah, they were definitely involved, but I think even with those jokes, it's, you know, less making fun of those aspects and than just making a joke about those things. So it's not mean-spirited in any way. In fact, you know, growing up, I loved the Ewoks. And I know kids today, you know, there's a lot of kids who love Jar Jar. And what are you going to do? You know, it is what it is. And so, you know, those are just kind of my way of having it, you know, having it both ways, you know, being able to poke fun at those aspects without having it, you know, turn into something bitter.
Yeah. Did you grow up, I mean, quoting Star Wars ad nauseum to your parents?
I don't know about to my parents, but certainly to my friends and family and, you know, anyone else who was listening. For me, my expression of love of the films was more channeled through drawing. I mean, Star Wars was one of the things I started off drawing when I was a kid from the beginning. Especially after Empire Strikes Back came out, and there were some books that came out with some of the storyboards and conceptual artwork, and I was really fascinated by those. And so just in terms of drawing these different characters and vehicles was something I ended up doing a lot.
Well, this book, Darth Vader and Son, does seem to draw on real-life experiences. I'm wondering, as a dad, at what point did you start to see the parallels between some of the dialogue in Star Wars films and some of the things that we have to deal with as parents? You know, it's pointless to resist, my son, and I'm altering the deal. You know, pray I don't alter it any further. Things like that.
Well, you know, what happened was the idea initially sprung out of Google. It was an idea that they had for their homepage logo for Father's Day a couple years ago, to do something with how awkward an everyday father-son moment would be between Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader. And my son was 4 at the time, and I immediately thought, Luke needs to be 4. And from then on, it was just immediate that, you know, a lot of the bits of dialogue or the situations, like, you know, the idea that Luke would be in the trash compactor, but as a 4-year-old, he's in the trash compactor because he's, you know, likes to play in dirt and garbage, and, you know, he's just getting dirty. And so those, you know, all the situations seem to, like, come pretty naturally.
How much of the Star Wars mythology has your son been exposed to beyond even probably seeing your book? Has he seen any of the movies, or are you waiting until he's a little older?
I've been waiting until he's a little bit older to show him the movies, but, you know, he's had a ton of Lego Star Wars toys. He's had other books, some of the, you know, the DK Readers books, and, you know, even one of the first onesies he's got was like a Chewbacca onesie from a friend of mine. And, you know, so he's had Star Wars clothing since he was a baby. And so really it's kind of pervasive, I guess. And then, you know, just living in a house with me where I have, you know, my Return of the Jedi collector's glasses and different things, and then to watch me work on the book and ask questions about these characters, and then he would have me draw the characters for him to color in. And so, you know, it's he probably has a considerable grasp for never having seen the movies, although I think there's a lot that he still hasn't been exposed to.
Does he, unfortunately, like my kids who haven't seen the movies either, already know that Anakin is Darth Vader?
That I don't, like, he knows Darth Vader is Luke's father, but I don't know if that really connects, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like, as much as that's a spoiler that comes with this book, at the same time, you know, there, until you see the movies, the impact of that revelation still isn't the same. And, you know, I think seeing the movies will still have some kind of force to it.
And does he see himself in the book? Because I know a lot of times, even at age 5, which I guess your son is now, you said, they kids look back on their early years of like 3 and 4 even, and they start to laugh at themselves about that. Does he see himself at all in the book when you kind of show him these pictures and explain what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he does, although, you know, he also hasn't, it's not like we've sat down and talked about it, but one of the things about how I draw Luke Skywalker in the book is that it's very similar to how I draw my son Oscar in my autobiographical comics. So, you know, I think he does have a sense, you know, of his own experiences, especially, you know, like pages where Luke and Darth Vader are drawing together. But, you know, I think he still takes it as metaphor almost, because obviously that I don't have a helmet and cape and everything.
Right, right. You can actually, you know, eat the ice cream that you're holding as opposed
right.
to Mr. Vader. Well, lastly, one more question about Star Wars. And we kind of talked a little bit about this, about how, you know, your son and, gosh, my kids, lots of people's kids, kind of grow up with Star Wars now as being part of the culture. How do you think kids these days, I mean, see this universe? Is it about the movies specifically anymore, or is it just kind of this culture to be a part of, and the movies are just kind of the base of what started this whole thing?
Yeah, I think that it has become more than just the movies. Certainly, you know, when I was growing up, it was the movies and then, you know, maybe the toys. But then you have the prequels, and now you have the Clone Wars TV show. You've got all the different books and comics that kind of are part of the expanded universe. So it is a much different thing. There's, you know, the kids' understanding of Jedi isn't just limited to Luke Skywalker and Yoda and Obi-Wan Kenobi. You know, their idea of what Jedi are is more expansive. And I think that culturally it's just kind of a bigger myth than it was.
Well, Jeffrey Brown, thank you so much, and congratulations on Darth Vader and Son, and I wish you more continued success in all your endeavors.
Thank you.